now I'm realizing a couple of years later, as it's about to come out in paperback, it's led to a whole new way of sort of talking about this with people and having the opportunity to be with different audiences and hear their stories and hopefully move the message of help and healing going forward.
Here in our neck of the woods, because of Joint Base Lewis-McChord, PTSD has really taken the headlines many days. How do you feel about how post-traumatic stress disorder is viewed these days?
Well, I think it's actually a very good thing for the stigma within the military, that our community is understanding it more, that there's so much support in our government, both local and national, for the treatment and assessment of it. This is all a big change from how it used to be. And so our current service members, while there's still a fair amount of stigma about mental health, it's considerably better than it was in the Vietnam War and even in the time since then.
After seeing what you've seen firsthand, Dr. Kraft, is it possible for somebody serving in a combat theater to come back unchanged psychologically?
No. My opinion, no. Absolutely not. I tell everybody we're all going to be changed. The question is how. And the question is how we move through our experiences and hopefully give ourselves permission and others permission to seek help if we need it, if we've been injured, either psychologically or physically, get the help we need and move forward from there.
Who should read your book?
Well, I think that I've heard from medical providers, both mental health and regular medical providers, that it gives them a window into what the war has been like for our veterans from a viewpoint that they can understand. I've heard from family members that it helps them get a sense of what their service members may have lived through. And I've heard from our service members that while all of our experiences are different, there's a common thread that seems to go through all of them. And it's a little bit comforting, I think, to have it normalized through someone else's words.
Dr. Heidi Kraft is our guest. We have to let you go in a moment, but what are you doing now?
I work as a consultant for the Navy and Marine Corps, and I do a fair amount of public speaking on stigma, combat stress injury, PTSD, and those audiences range from military to medical to community audiences, 40 to 50 a year. So they're keeping me very busy spreading the word.